thing I look forward to most is simply the challenge, entering into a new league, you know, going against all new defenders in a league that, you know, I look forward to, you know, one day being good in. And, you know, being there is going to be an extremely, you know, blessing for me, extremely great opportunity for me to step into a new venue and just, you know, see what it's all about.
I think there's always something to prove. I think you're always looking for ways to better yourself. And at this point in my career, there's definitely things that I can improve on, and there's always something to improve. And it seems right now that you know, I'm kind of working my way up as opposed to already being on the top, which is a position I've been in both cases before. So yeah, there's always something to prove, and I'm out to prove something.
I didn't really have any resistance. I wanted to help my team win. And compete and get on the field. And I was young, and I never really left quarterback. I mean, they were to take a rep at quarterback and run out to wide receiver or run to tight end or run to fullback or whatever we needed at the time. And so I never really moved, but it was a great experience. I got to compete and contribute.
I think it's going to benefit me greatly. First off, to show the scouts and the GMs I can, you know, perform in front of a, you know, a crowd like that. You know, it's a lot of hype going into the week, and I don't think it didn't overtake me. I think, you know, if anything, I thrived in that opportunity. I thrived throughout the competition, and you know, that's what I wanted to come here and do as well, compete. You know, this is the best quarterbacks in the class right now here at the Combine, and I think everybody's throwing for the most part, so it's a great opportunity to show what I can do and then also to compete too.
I mean, I think there's definitely a little bit more of a diverse quarterback in the NFL today, but, you know, I try not to compare too much because, you know, I'm not going to be them, but they're not going to be me either. So I'm just trying to be the best calling client that I can possibly be.
I would say, yeah, I'm a traditional drawback quarterback, passing quarterback. At the same time, I definitely believe I have the quickness, the pocket mobility to avoid what it takes to, you know, get out of the pocket. I think my throwing on the run is great, and I have complete confidence in that. You know, I'm not going to be running a 4.3 40 or anything like that, but how many starting quarterbacks in the league this day can? And so I believe that, yeah, I'm strong enough to make every throw, move in the pocket, and make guys miss.
I mean, I have a number of you know, things that I need to improve on. I don't think I have any glaring weaknesses. You know, I work extremely hard to just, you know, better myself as a whole. And every single aspect of my game is improving day by day. So, you know, that's for someone else to decide. But I think that every part of my game needs to improve.
I would say leadership. Secondly, I would say winning. And third, I would say, you know, just make plays, a playmaker. And I think I made great decisions in college. I had a great passing percentage or quarterback rating, whatever you want to call it. I really wasn't big on my statistics. I just wanted to win the game, to be honest. So I think those are my three, you know, best tools moving forward to the NFL.
I'm going to pursue every door that I possibly can to play quarterback. And until every one of those are closed, I'm not really considering anything else.
Yeah, there's been a lot of comparisons recently to the, you know, the last year's rookie class, and well deserving. You know, those guys have came right away and played and made their marks. You know, won playoff games, and so I think there's always going to be that comparison, whether it's just or unjust. And I don't feel like there's any pressure on my part to live up to them. I know every situation is different. You know, whatever player is going into is going to be different than what they went into last year, and so I don't feel there's any need for me to live up to what they lived up to. And, you know, I have my standards, and hopefully those are high enough.
I've never met Andy. You know, I've watched him, obviously, for years. And, you know, I look forward to meeting with him here or, you know, anywhere. But, you know, I understand they have the number one pick. And, you know, it's my goal to be the best player I can possibly be, as I stated. And, you know, I just want to make that clear for him and anyone else who's going to be interviewing me.